I want to start out by talking about what happened last week. It was a special day. Do you remember, Intimate? What happened last week? Yeah, you got it. I was going to give you a bunch of clues, and you didn't even need them. Yes, Easter was last week. Now, Easter is all about Jesus. Ah, here he comes. Come, Sam. We just started talking about Easter, okay? Now, Easter is all about Jesus and God's amazing plan to save us. Remember, we talked about that earlier today, right? He sent Jesus down to die on the cross to pay for all of our bad stuff that we do. And that those bad things are called sin. But the happy part, the most amazing part of Easter, and the good news is that Jesus did not stay dead, did he? He was only dead for 3 days, and on that first Easter, God made him alive again. Today, Jesus sits in heaven right next to God, and he will never be dead again. But the extra happy news about Easter is that we get to go to heaven too and live forever because Jesus died and is alive again. I brought something that I want to give you today that I hope will remind you of what Jesus did for us. I've got one that's unwrapped here. So what is this? It's soap. What do you do with soap?
You clean your hands.
Yeah, you clean your hands. Do you clean anything else ever? Yeah, all over, right? Soap gets rid of the dirt and the germs that's on you. Soap cleans you on the outside. It cleans your skin, right? Well, just like soap cleans you on the outside, Jesus cleans you on the inside, but he didn't use soap. Jesus had to die for us, and it was his blood that cleans us on the inside. So I'm going to have a bar of soap for you, both of you. And when you use it and you're washing yourself on the outside, I want you to remember that Jesus has made you clean on the inside. Okay? I'll give it to you right after we pray. So will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I am so glad you are alive. Thank you for washing me clean from my sins so I can live in heaven with you. Amen.